Blog Talk Radio.
I had fainted had I not believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Welcome, saints. We are entering into part 6 of the program here today on Inspirational Corner of the Book of Revelation. I am your host. My name is Keturah. I am the president and founder of Inspirational Ministries, home of Inspirational Corner. And my program is designed with you, the listener, in mind to enlighten you on the inner man by the Holy Spirit. And so we will continue where we left off on last week, studying the book of Revelation. And so now we're getting into chapter 10, and we will be looking at a heavenly scene and a few events that will take place here in the earth. And so without any further ado, let's start our reading now. In chapter 10 of Revelation, and I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven. Now this is John giving his account, clothed in a white cloud. And a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book opened, and he set his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roars. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth, lifted up his hand to heaven. And the sword by him, and swore by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seven angels, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath delivered to his servants the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven speak unto me again said, go, take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which stand upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it, eat it up, and it shall make your belly bitter, but it shall be in your mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. Now, I want to just stop right there for a moment, because this reminds me of the scene in the book of Ezekiel with the prophet Ezekiel over in chapter 2, verses 8, chapter 2, verses 8 through 10, and chapters 3, verses 1 through 3. The angel tells God to eat the contents of the little scroll. Now, over in the book of Ezekiel, we see that he was yet to eat the whole roll. He was to eat the whole word, the whole counsel of God. In other words, we don't cherry pick the word. We take it all. We don't take out what we want and discard what we don't want. It doesn't work like that. We have to eat the whole roll. And so John is seeing an event here that is going to take a little time to unfold. He's going to eat the scroll, and it's going to deliver another prophetic message to the nations and rulers of the world. And that message is going to be about the abomination and the desolation and the onset of the great tribulation. And this will be in the Philadelphia era of the Church of God. And there will be decades when this will all be transferring. You know, there's going to be a small door open. There's a window of time to witness in the earth before things will close up, and it won't be any time. You know, the Bible tells us that we are to labor while it is day, because night come when no man will be able to work. And so there's a small window of time for these witnesses to preach the gospel to those in the earth so that they can have a chance to be saved. And so this is a long time between Ezekiel and the gospel preaching of Jesus Christ before the end time. So a lot has transpired there. I just wanted to bring out that scenario of Ezekiel because I just saw that it was just eerily similar. We are to eat the word. We are to consume the word, take the word at face value, and act on the word within context, not only of scripture, but also of time and seasons as well. You need to keep those things in mind. And there's another thing that I wanted to share with you. He saw a vision back here in verse 4, the last clause, and he was told not to write what he saw. And I said, wow, Lord, you know, do you hold in secrets from us? But then it came to me that God will reveal things to you that you are not always necessarily to reveal to everyone. So everything is not for everybody. Sometimes God will give you something that is specifically just for you, just to bless you, or just for your admonition and comfort, edification, and exhortation. And so just keep that in mind sometimes when you have revelations and when God gives you things. Sometimes it's not always to share with everybody. And let me tell you, I learned that the hard way. And so let's get over here in the last scripture of chapter 10, verse 11. He says here, and he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many people and nations and tongues and kings. So see, a lot is going on here in the earth. These messages have got to be getting out. And I want to tell you something about these two witnesses that we are going to get into next week in chapter 11. These men are working hard, people, to preach the gospel in the earth, to get the message out so that people can be saved, and they are going to be blamed for all of the catastrophes that will be coming upon the earth, the nuclear wars. And the Bible says that all flesh would been destroyed had Jesus Christ not come back when he did. No man would have been spared. And keep in mind, these men were sealed in their heads to be protected from the beast that they are going to confront. And that beast being the false prophet. And that man of sin, he's going to set up his blasphemous, idolatrous idols in the earth to take the glory from God and to be worshipped and revered and exalted. And you know, nothing has changed. That same old behavior and mentality is still going on in the earth. People want to be exalted and revered these days, let me tell you, at all costs. So I'm getting off of my subject, so I want to get back into the scripture. So on next week, we'll really get into some of the turn of events that will unfold here. I want to read something to you out of my study. Near the time when the church is organized, proclamation of the angels were shut down. The two witnesses will be boldly delivering God's message, and they will die in Jerusalem. And there will remain a message to be delivered to the world in the warning days of Satan's rule. And that is why John is told after the sixth trumpet had been blown, just before the seventh trumpet sound in Revelation 10 and 7, that there yet remains a message to be delivered to the nation and rulers. So this is important. Now, that's why I wanted to reiterate this in your thinking, because I want you to know that this warning, these messages, and all of this is drama that is unfolding is for the punishment of rebelliousness, rebellious mankind. We saw last week that they're still not going to repent. After all of that, they're still not going to cry out to God. And so it's going to get better on next week, so please come back. Remember to visit the website at www.inspirationalcorneronline.com, and there you can click the Blog Talk tab and listen on demand any of these lessons from this series. Please also click the podcast RSS and subscribe to my local WLCM radio program that is taught here on that station. Click that podcast and subscribe, and you can listen on demand to that program that is produced locally. And while you're on inspirationalcorneronline.com, click the TV link. Watch the television programs that are produced locally. And don't forget to like me on Facebook. Click that tab and copy and paste that link. You'll then see a like button. Click on that, and you will be able to read posts and updates as they unfold automatically. They will appear on the feed. Remember, I do need your support. If you would donate, this is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization. So if you would just click that donate button, you can support Inspirational Ministries, and your help would be greatly appreciated as I labor in my effort to expand the gospel message. Well, remember, 1 Peter 5 and 7 from the Amplified Bible, God cares about you affectionately, and he cares about you watchfully.